Eric Weiner calls himself a place person. That partly explains why the former NPR reporter and author of the 2008 book The Geography of Bliss has again invoked that approach in his latest work, The Geography of Genius.
I wanted to sample the different flavors of genius where the circumstances were different. So I chose some places that were pretty well known to most of us, ancient Athens, Renaissance Florence. But I also wanted to include some lesser known, even surprising places like Hangzhou, China in the 13th century, or Calcutta, India in the late 19th, early 20th century. So I came up with, in the end, seven places that take people from ancient Athens right up to Silicon Valley today.
Also on that list, at various times in history, Vienna, Calcutta, and Edinburgh, Scotland. One thing they have in common, he observes, is a certain improbability as the site of a major creative outburst.
Athens, for instance, was not the biggest or the richest or the most powerful militarily of all these hundreds of Greek city-states, yet that was the one that flourished. Florence was a middling-sized city-state in Italy without an open water port, kind of malarial, and had been decimated by the plague just 40, 50 years before the Renaissance.
Digging deeper, however, he realized that these cities also shared an openness to both new arrivals and new ideas.
So many of these golden ages are open societies, open to foreign ideas, open to immigration. It's not that the foreigners necessarily bring a brilliant idea and then everyone recognizes its brilliance. More often what happens is someone from the outside comes in with a different way of doing things, and people are like, aha, there, we always thought this was the way you tie your shoes, but there's an entirely different way. It opens your mind to the possibility of possibility.
In the seven cities Weiner visited, he found that the bold advances in one area often stimulated similar gains by others there who were working in unrelated fields.
Creativity is contagious, and once you have a break in one field, you often see a break in another completely unrelated field. So take Vienna of 1900. You had a lot going on in the field of art with Gustav Klimt and his secessionist movement. But then you had a lot going on in physics, and down the road you had Freud with his radical, shocking, and brilliant theory of the unconscious. And they're not unrelated. It's sort of that once you see a break in the air, it's almost like you give yourself permission to say, oh, there's change happening all around me. Why not in my field, too?
Along the way, Weiner muses on the nature and perception of genius, even how it is defined. And he says one thing it tends not to be, surprisingly, is boldly original.
The Athenians, they didn't invent much. They borrowed a lot, stole, if you like. But then they perfected it. And that's what Silicon Valley does today. Not a lot is actually invented in Silicon Valley. Ideas aren't born there, but they come of age there.
Another discovery. Geniuses tend to have a lot of ideas, more than most people. But even more important, they have a gift for discarding the bad ones and focusing on the others. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.